How should cutting-edge new technologies be used in the classroom? Sure, devices like Google Glass or a 3D printer are very cool, but how can they be used to teach and to learn? These are questions my next guest answers in his new role as Emerging Technologies Coordinator at Grand Valley State University. Eric Cunnan is with us. Eric, are you the guy bridging the gap between all the cool technology in the classroom?
I am one of the guys bridging the gap. I am very fortunate to be part of a exciting space in the new library here at Grand Valley State University, the Technology Showcase, sort of elevating and accelerating the topic of technology across the campus.
How?
Well, we are working with faculty and students. We have a lot of technology exhibits going on that rotate every quarter. For example, right now we have Google Glass, we have 3D printing, we have a coin mining display, we have telepresence, double robot. We have all sorts of interesting things for students and faculty to drop by and check out. The concept really is to interact, learn, discover, and share how technology can transform teaching and learning at the university.
Let's talk about some of the technology that you've got right now that you're exploring, Eric, because I'm interested in your thoughts on how these can really be well used in the classroom. Let's start with Google Glass.
So Google Glass, we became Google Glass Explorers in November of this year, and one of the kind of key concepts of the Technology Showcase in general is to bring in new, exciting, and innovative technology. And one of the technologies that's new, that's actually not even out yet, is Google Glass. And so we inquired those to be able to work with students and faculty to just ask questions like, well, what would it look like if everyone had Google Glass at the university? How would that change what we do in the classroom? How would that change what a faculty member's role is in the classroom? How would that change the laboratory experience? And so Google Glass right now is still an emerging technology, and so we're providing that access to try the Google Glass on in the showcase, and then also talking through with some faculty about potential uses of that technology in the classroom.
And that's what I'm wondering. So we're talking about the glasses with the little tiny computer on that right lens. What might a professor be able to use that to do that would be new and innovative and useful?
Well, you know, one of the exciting things about Google Glass is the ability to have hands-free operation. So, you know, if you can kind of think in terms of a visual demonstration, maybe in a science classroom where you need both hands as the instructor, or even in a music classroom where you're having to show or demonstrate something, having that hands-free kind of first-person approach on video content is very valuable. Also, with the ability of wearing the glass and having information overlaid over top of what you're seeing is has a lot of potential as well. So things like augmented reality, virtual reality, things that add in some metadata around what you're looking at to provide some extended information of that tangible object with overlaid electronic media is also very exciting. And so trying to find that sweet spot there between teaching, learning, and technology is where we're focused, and having access to the technology is one piece. And that's one of the philosophies of a library in general, too, is just to provide access to faculty, staff, and students to technology that they may not have access to.
For instance, you've got a MakerBot Replicator 2. So that's a 3D printer?
That's perfect segue. Yeah, the 3D printer in the library is accessible to all students, faculty, and staff. And one of the neat things about it is that it's allows students and you know, folks that have interest in rapid prototyping or even just this whole ideation piece around conceptualizing some, you know, maybe intangible object in a real world sort of 3D object is very, very exciting. The ability for students to access this technology has never been possible before. And so having this, the 3D MakerBot Replicator printer in the library allows students to come in and try some things out, things like printing an artwork piece, things like printing a prototype for perhaps a new business that they're interested in, working, for example, through the Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation at the campus, you know, allowing students to try some new things and to actually make something. You know, so much about education, it seems, in the past has been sort of a consumer approach. You know, you receive information. And so this is really more about knowledge creation. So being able to build something and to create your own objects really creates a interesting sort of maker space and provide that ability to do so in a very cost-effective way.
Eric, are there professors and instructors that maybe are having a hard time wrapping their minds around using this new technology?
Yes, and that's where you don't know what you don't know sometimes. And so one of the facets of the showcase is to ask the questions and allow a safe space to ask questions. Well, what would it look like if we did have this technology? And so exploring things is one of the, you know, one of the goals, and one of the nice parts about the showcase is the relationship with the rest of the university. So being able to explore the technology but also receive help is definitely an important piece, so that there's some guidance and coaching that goes on along the way.
Eric, as you're doing this exploring, how do you know where the boundary is between using a piece of technology to good purpose in a classroom or teaching setting versus just using it to use it?
Correct. Yeah, that is so important. It really is all about pushing the boundaries, but what we usually try to do is we usually try to start with an instructional problem that we're trying to solve. So that, the focus is on technology, of course, but the focus really is around student learning and student achievement. So how do we take, a difficult concept that's, very challenging to explain, perhaps, or very difficult to visualize, and how do we apply technology to that as a solution set? So an example might be there, it's very difficult to visualize 3D protein molecules in the classroom. So how do we take advantage of 3D projection technology then to equip classrooms at the campus to allow students to better visualize very complex molecules, very, difficult to understand visualizations? And so that's where the potential, I think, of the technology comes in. If it's set with the framework and the lens of, here's a instructional problem that we're trying to solve.
Interesting stuff. What is your vision of the classroom of the future?
You know what? I think it's up to us to envision the future. And I think technology that we have access to has allowed us to re-envision the classroom, re-envision what we do as faculty members, how we learn as students. And so I think we're shaping it as we go. The impact of just the whole consumerization of technology, I think, is transforming education. The ability of learning outside the boundaries of the classroom is definitely possible now and will continue in the future. I think unbundling, sort of that time, place, bound factor that you have, when you're face-to-face, and better leveraging the technology to continue education beyond the classroom is where I think we're headed. I think maximizing the face-to-face time, too, through like maybe flipped classroom models or different types of technologies that can shift some of the content to sort of offline, maybe personalized or individualized learning, but then maximize that face-to-face time that's so valuable.
Eric Cunnan is Emerging Technologies Coordinator at Grand Valley State University. Eric, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Cynthia. I appreciate it.